All right, good morning. Good, good. Everyone is ready. That's good. Okay, so we're at the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. First words. We didn't do this yesterday. No, we did four lines before the Mishnah. First words. Ilya Vituva. Tovia. Okay, Ilya Vituva. They testify about a loan that Reuven loaned Shimon money, and they were not krovim to Reuven or Shimon. However, kreva da arva havi, but they're krovim to the guarantors of the loan. So, are they apostle? Are they psul and edus? Right? Krova da arva havi. Savar of Papa lemeimar, gabi lova v'malva rechikininu. Rav Papa started to say, the essence of the document is the document of the loan. When it came to the loan, they are not krovim to the to either party. Amalei Rafuna Bereid Rav Yeshua le Rav Papa. So Rafuna Bereid Rav Yeshua says to Rav Papa, wait, iles le lova. Right, if the loba can't pay, lav baser avra azil mava. Yes.
You have the key for the...
No, I don't have any keys.
No, for the annex.
I don't have any keys.
Had it yesterday. No,
I don't have a key. It doesn't need a key. What? Open the lock.
1245.
1245.
Oh, see.
I don't have a key. So, Amalei Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua le Rav Papa, lav. If you don't have the lova, it's not. If the lova's not there, you're going to go after the arev. So essentially, they are testifying about somebody who's a karov. The question would be: How do you view the document? You view the document as the loan and the guarantee part of the same thing. Maybe it's not a document. Maybe it's a milvah alpeh. There's a lot. The Rishonim talk a lot about this. So I just want to mention one thing: the Rosh and the Ramban and the Ritva. They all ask the question, we've seen in other places when it comes to somebody who could be neman about one thing and not neman about another thing, we could say palgin on dibura. Let's split the testimony, split the neman on someone. It's like Gemara in Sanhedrin said, ploni ravani lertzoni, ploni assaulted me by, in accordance with my will, we had relations, him and another person can put the guy to death. We believe him about ploni, but we don't believe about himself because ain't other mason lots more Russia. So why not here? So say, let's believe them about the loan, because they're not karov apostle about the loan, and discount the testimony about the guarantor, because they're a karov with the guarantor. Why don't you split that? So, here's me one answer. He says, so the Ravid says that, he says, Ravid zal kasev et shuvasa, I'm quoting from the Rosh, shekol edu shebatla miksasa, machmas psul karva, batla kula. So he says, when you have etus or butla miksas butla kula, if you have a testimony where it's partially nullified, then the whole thing is nullified. So to here, I have etus. What do you have? I have etus about the loan, and included in the loan is the guarantee. So if it's butla the part about the guarantee because of karov, it's butla the part about the loan as well. All right, what about by pony ravani lertzoni? Why is that not etus or butla miksas butla kula? He says because when it comes to atzmo. When it comes to atzmo, that's not a psul edus. That's just not being an aid. You just simply can't be an aid to yourself. It's different. When it comes to karov or pasul, that's pasul edus. When it comes to atzmo, it's just not edus. So you just lop off that part, and the other part you keep. So what his lashon is, he says, dehadlo poli baruch shem. He says. But Adam Karv, how do Amar Adam Karv etzel atzmo? The aim is based on atzmo rosha. How do Dafka she made al atzmo? She ain't ze edus klal. That's not edus at all. So he makes a distinction. The rabbi makes a distinction between edus given about the karv or puzzle or testimony given about yourself. Testimony given about yourself is not edus. It's nothing. It's just words. Testimony given and you're a karv or puzzle is puzzle edus. So if I have edus shabat l'miksasa, then bat l'kula. But when it comes to ploni ravani lertzoni, since it's not edus, I can split it up. Okay. Next Mishnah. Misha nig. I don't know the halacha l'maisa. I don't know. Where the aleph is, the aleph looks like it's on the ilesle lov like a Rav Yeshua to Rav Papa. Looks like they're puzzle. Looks like the testimony is out. Torah Shulchan Aruch Hoshen Mishpat Siman Lama Gimel Sif Tezayin. Look it up, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Misha Nigwardino, someone who was convicted for Misa and based in A. Ubarach, and he escapes. He gets out and he runs away. It goes out. Uval, and they capture him. Uval, if they also based in. And now he's brought back to this based in. Ain't Sosman as Dino. The question people ask is, why is this here? This should be in Sanhedrin. But it's here, so we learn it. Ubal if they also based in, ain't Sosman as Dino. We don't retry him. If he comes before the same, because before the basin that he escaped from, we just reconvict. He's just there. Then Mashma, that if he comes before a different Beis Din, we would retry him. That's going to be a problem, because then the Mishnah says, Kol makom sheyamdu shnayim v'yomru me'idim anu b'ish ploni. So if two witnesses get up and they say, we testify about so and so, shenigmar dino, he was convicted with death penalty, v'beis din shoploni, and such Beis Din, uploni uploni edom, and so were the witnesses that were believed in that case. We don't have to retry him. He gets killed, which that seems to be a steer against the diuk that we made from the ratio. The Gemara doesn't ask that. Sanhedrin, we're talking about the Sanhedrin Katana of 23. No heged va'aretz u'bechutz laretz. You can have a Sanhedrin of 23 in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz laretz. Sanhedrin, and this is the famous line we have where we say Sanhedrin ha'oreges echad b'shavua. A Sanhedrin that kills once a yovel, once a shemitah, once every 7 years. Nikra choblanis. They're considered someone who are destroying Beis Din. Choblanis, chavala is doing damage. Right, Rabbi Lezer, with Lezer ben Azariah, Omer Echel L'Shim Shonet, once every 70 years. Does it mean what? Shivim is 70.
If everybody's been good, then
what do you mean?
And you don't trust the Beis Din, they have to start over again.
What?
You just said that if...
Oh, you're going back, okay. Yeah.
So, the Beis Din Paschim.
Yeah.
You didn't like the shock, so you did better. They didn't. You don't have another case for 7 years. You don't like.
It's not connected. It's a separate thing. It is a saying. He's making a statement. A Sanhedrin that would give the death penalty once every 7 years.
Right.
They're not doing their job. They were destroying Beis Din.
Why? Do you have to give them death penalty once in 7 years?
Who says that? He just says that if they did, that means they're not doing their job. That they're considered a destructive Beis Din. I mean, they didn't do their. They're supposed to be Hitzilus Eidah. There's so many ways to get out of it. They should have gotten him out of it. I'm not sure I follow the question.
It sounds like they're doing something wrong if they only paskin that you kill somebody once in 7 years.
No, they're doing something wrong if they paskin that someone's killed them. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Omer Echel Shivim Shana, once every 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva Omerim, they say Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin. Had we been in the times of the Sanhedrin, wait a second, they were in the times of the Sanhedrin, but they weren't in the times of the Sanhedrin when the Sanhedrin was given the death penalty, because the death penalty was suspended 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon for sure was before the destruction. Rabbi Kiva, they were really in Yavneh, so there was a Sanhedrin, but they weren't administering the death penalty at the time. Rabbi Tarfon Makiva, Omrim Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin, had we been in the Sanhedrin, Lo Neherag Adam Me'olam. We would have been able to have it that no person would ever get killed. We would have asked certain questions, we would have done certain things, and nobody would have gotten killed. Comes Rishum Gamliel, says to them, had you done that, Rishum Gamliel Omer, Afein Marvin Shokhman Dom Yisrael. If that would be the case, you just would have increased the murder rate. Because there's no reason not to kill. What? That's what it'd be. You needed a deterrence. So whether or not you actually implement the death penalty, you need it on the books. You need the death penalty on the books to make for a deterrent. Okay. Right. Rashi says, "Im hayu osei kain hayu marvin shofei damim shlo yirom Beis Din." They wouldn't be afraid from Beis Din. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon might respond, "Okay, granted, they don't get the death penalty." But if you're not convicted with the death penalty in a lot of these cases, especially the murder cases, you don't go free. They put you in the kippah, they put you very low, they feed you very little food, they make the stomach shrink, they give you the parties, your body, your stomach explodes. It's not a good life. You know, there's still a little bit of a deterrence. Okay. So we learned in the Mishnah, Lifnei Oso Beis Din, right? The person runs away. So if he runs away and he gets brought back, Lifnei Oso Beis Din, so they don't retry him, right? Lifnei Oso Beis Din, who the ain't sos for? We don't retry him. Paul, the diuk is, Paul, if they Beis Din Acher, if he gets brought before another Beis Din, Sosrin, we would retry him, I guess. We Sosrin, we destroy the prior conviction, and we retry him. That can't be. The Hatani Seifa. But the Seifa says, Kol Malkam Shiyam Dushnayim V'Yomru, two people get up and say, we testify, Medim Abba Ish Ploni, Shenigmar Dino, Beis Din Ploni, that he had a Gmar Din, and such as Beis Din, and Ploni were Edim, Harezin Nehareg. We kill them, we don't retry. So, and that's clearly a separate Beis Din, because they're saying it happened in the other Beis Din. We just started the Gemara. So Amar Abaye, says, Lo Kasha, there's no Kasha in the Mishnah, because the Reisha and the Seifa are dealing two different jurisdictions. Khan, the Reisha, who says that if you come Lifnei Oso Beis Din, is dealing with Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Rashi says it means a person who ran away from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So the case, that's the case that if he runs into a different Beis Din, you were going to sosir the din. We're going to because, and we'll see in a moment. It seems like you're talking about a case where he was convicted in Beis Din Ploni in Chutz Laretz. He ran away to Eretz Yisrael. So if Beis Din Ploni moved back to Eretz Yisrael and they catch him, then he doesn't get killed. He gets killed, he doesn't get retried. But if he goes into another Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, then he would get retried.
That they have to testify for the second
Bezdin.
They weren't there.
That's the safer.
Was a trial.
That's the safer. That's the safer.
So there's no
stira. No, the ratio is a stira. Because the ratio says only if you go, the ratio says only if you go into the same court
do you not have to have a retrial.
I think that's the most. That's not the stira. The stira is that if you go, and the ratio says if you go, if you run away into a different court, you have to be retried. If you run away, if you end up in the same court, you don't have to be retried. Right, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, right? The Mishnah says, "Misha nigmar dino ubarach," and then he goes, "Ofnei osu beizdin ain sosrin as dino." Right, meaning that if he goes into another beizdin, he do have to retry him. But then the sefer says you don't have to retry him because these guys just get up and testify what happened. So he says, "No, lo kasha. There's no stira. Khan, the Reish is talking about someone who runs away from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. In that case, I guess in that case, the new beizdin would retry him." Because the Gemara will say that Zuchusa Shal Eretz Yisrael maybe will protect him. Maybe he'll find something new because he ran into Eretz Yisrael. But Khan, the Seifa, where we're talking about you just convict him on the spot, right? That's a bit L'Chutz La'aretz. I guess I'm talking about somebody who runs away in Chutz La'aretz or to Chutz La'aretz. He's talking about Chutz La'aretz Batei Dinim. So we're not concerned about maybe that the area, the school or Schus to the makom, to the area, and therefore they don't need a retrial. Just get the two edim to testify about what happened before, and he's done. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda ben Dostai Omer Mishum Rabbi Shulman Shetach. He says Baruch veChutz La'aretz. If he runs away from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, ain't sosrin as dino. Then we don't uproot the din. We just kill him based on the prior din. But you need test edim to tell us that we had this prior din. But then you don't have to retry him. If he runs from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, then so soon as Dino, then we retry him. Mipnei is a chus social Eretz Yisrael, because the possibility of the chus of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, what's that? Ulai toya limsul pesach shos chus. Maybe when you come to Eretz Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael has such a chus to be in Eretz Yisrael, maybe the chus of Eretz Yisrael will also find a way to get him off and not be executed. Okay. I mean, you see that a few, so Eretz Yisrael Machim, there's certain types of milas to living in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe also in Eretz Yisrael, murderers can get off.
You judge to a higher standard almost than Eretz Yisrael, a little bit?
I mean, no, it seems to be that Eretz Yisrael will be able to find him a way out. To find they're better judges, or the view of Eretz Yisrael will be able to have a school, a schus. Everyone has a schus when they lived in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So then the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin no heges in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So Mara is going to ask, we've discussed that because you need smicha, right, to be in the Sanhedrin. There's no smicha in Chutz La'aretz. So they must be talking about a case where the people got smicha in Eretz Yisrael and then set up shop in Babel, in Chutz La'aretz. And the shaila always arises, well, how do we have what they deem to now, Bismanazeth, even in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't have smicha? I mean, the smicha that our rabbis that we interview for positions have is just a piece of paper. It's not real smicha. I mean, it's more than just a piece of paper. I mean, obviously the Bittami Chacham, but it doesn't count as the real smicha. So minohani mili. So how do we know that the Sanhedrin can be noheg both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? The Tanu Rabbanim, we learned in a brisa based on the pasuk. It says vayuhu v'hayu eile lochem lechukas mishpat ledoroseichem, and then it says bechol moshposeichem. And while it leaves at that part, that's the part of the pasuk that they're learning, right? Lamadnu le Sanhedrin she noheges v'eretz u'bechutz La'aretz. It says bechol moshposeichem. And all your dwellings. You can dwell anywhere. So wherever you dwell, you can have set up Sanhedrin. That's Sanhedrin Noheges Be'eretz Ubechutz La'aretz. So in came Matam Lomer Sharecha. If that's the case, why is the Torah saying Pasha Shoftim? Shoftim and Shoftim Tenecha Bechol Sharecha. Asher Hashem Lechecha No Tenecha. It's Mashman only in Eretz Yisrael. So he says Sharecha, which is Eretz Yisrael, Atam Moshiv Batei Dinim Bechol Plach Uplach Ubechol Ir V'Ir. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, you put a Beis Din in every Plach Uplach and every city. Basically, in Eretz Yisrael, you have local district courts, and you have local courts, and then you have district courts. But in Chutz La'aretz, atamoshim b'chol plach u'plach, v'yatamoshim b'chol year v'year. You don't have the courts in each city; you just have the larger the jurisdiction of the districts, a larger area. So in Eretz Yisrael, you just have more. You have more courts in more areas. Okay. Sanhedrin ha'oreges, the Mishnah said, Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years is called the Sanhedrin chavlanis, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said it's once every 70 years. So b'chol luhu. So achas is similar to what you were asking before. Achas l'shivim shana nikra chavlanis is what Rabbi Elazar was saying. No, I disagree with you. Once every 7 years. That's not enough to be chavlan. Even if you kill only once every 70 years, you're still considered a destructive beis din. Odilma orich arihi. Or maybe that's just typical, that a beis din kills, usually kills once every 70 years. The Gemara says, teku, I don't know why it's a shiloh, because I don't know what the halachic ramification is about that shiloh. Okay. And because a beis din, the Rambam points out, yeah, they're called chavlanis, but if a guy comes up to him and deserves a death penalty, they're not supposed to say, oh, well, now we're going to be called a beis din chavlanis. They're supposed to kill him, because he did the wrong thing. Okay. Rebbe Tarfon, the Rebbe Akiva, Omrim. Oh, just to answer the question, we just asked in passing, how is it possible that you have judges now, Bismanazeh, if you don't have smuchin? Times that we said before, you needed smicha, and then they were able to set up shop in Chutz La'aretz because the smicha people just went out. But Bismanazeh, how do you have it? So the concept called Shlichu Sayu. We are the messengers, we're the shlichim of those Batei Dinim. Those Batei Dinim appointed the future dayanim to judge certain cases. And then there's machlokes rishonim, what cases are we allowed to judge? So they say that anything that lives to hefsein mamon, they can judge. That's why we don't do knas, don't do misa, but regular dine mamonos, hefsein mamon, civil litigation, they do. The Tosos, I'm not sure where it was built. Let's see, they asked, what about geirus? What's the hefsein mamon by geirus? And we also have Batei Dinim now then doing Geirus. I mean, some people, Batei Dinim, want to stop us people from doing Geirus, but that's a different story. But still, there's Geirus. So there's a Tosfos that says, because Geirus is Shchiach. Anything that's Shchiach also, then it's typical, that's normal, that you can do as well. So I think the Shulchan Aruch, and he opens the Hilchos Dayanim, Siman Aleph, those are the criteria that he gives as to what can be judged, what can be judged, Bizman Azeh. Okay. Rabbi Tarfon, Rekiva Omer, Im Layinu, had we been in the Sanhedrin, again, we said this, they were in the Sanhedrin, but they were later, when they weren't judging Dine Nefashos, had we been around at that time, then nobody would have gotten killed, because we would have found loopholes to get them out. So, Hechi Abu Abdi, the Gemara says, what would they have done? What would they have done that no one else did to get people off from the capital crimes? Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Elazar, the Ami Tarvayu, they both said, they would ask as follows, Re'isim Trepa Harig, Shalim Harig. When you saw the murder, did you check to see that the victim was a treifa or not? Because if he was a treifa, then there's no capital crime because he's Adam Harag already. He's Bar Katala already. Right? Rashi says... Oh, this is the next Rashi. Okay. And then he said... So then they come up and they said... I mean, it's interesting, but what were they supposed to do? Do an autopsy afterwards to find out whether or not he's a treifa or not? Amar Rav Ashi says, Im Timtzei Lomar Shalim Hava... And if the Edim were to say, yeah, we checked him, he was Shalem, there was no trefus in him, he was Shalem, Dilba bimakum sayif nekav hava. Maybe he was killed by a sword, he was pierced through the heart with a sword, and you can't tell and there was a trefa by the heart, and you can't tell because the sword pierced the part of the trefa. You have no idea. And that's how they can get him off. Right? Rashi says, Im Tim Shalem was Shama Harug. Shema badaknuhu la'achar misaso mikol shmon asrei treifos. Maybe we checked all 18 treifos. Nevertheless, you don't know because maybe the sword pierced the actual moment, place of the treifa. So Tosfos says, the big Tosfos asks, we go according to Rove. We kill animals and we eat animals. We don't assume treifos. So how are we assuming? How would they assume treifa here? So Ravino Tom says. Really, what it means is that if we didn't ask the question, we don't assume that they were a treifa. But once we ask the question, if they say I don't know, then we knock it off. Tosa says it's impossible. What do you mean to tell me? Tosa says the Rabbeinu Tam's lashon. He says it's impossible to be that way. He says you're going to tell me that if there's a way out, and they don't ask the question, then we kill him. But had we asked the question, then he would be off. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but if the person were really a treifa, so I mean, in a practical sense, why would the person want to murder him if he...
Because he hates him. Because he hates him.
He's going to die. Why would he waste...
There are plenty of people who kill people who are dying. That's the whole euthanasia thing. It's not... If you don't like the guy, he's... I want him to die sooner because I want his $14 million insurance policy. He'd come up with any motive for murder.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he'd come up any motive for murder because he's nuts. Who knows? He did. Yeah. Anything that needs to happen... happened in order to make the Metzius work.
He might
right.
Have known he was a traitor.
Right, maybe he only knew afterwards. They check afterwards. Okay, so he's right. So Tosfos says about Al Davar Shapirish Rabbeinu Tam below Tamhu. It's very interesting. The Davar, the Pirish Rabbeinu Tam below Tamhu. That's a little play on words that Tosfos gives. So Tosfos says, Lachay Nira, if it's like the bottom third of Tosfos, the Hadika Amar Lo Neherag Adam Olam Lav Dafka. It's not Dafka, that they never would have killed anybody. Ella rov pa'amim lo haya nerag sha'al yadeshu mabri b'dikos e'ef sha'shul yechish echad mehem chaver. Tosfos says, no, it's not dafka. They never would have killed anybody. And this isn't dafka the question. What the Gemara is saying is that they would have asked so many questions that eventually they would have gotten the edim to contradict each other, and then they would have gotten them off, which is very difficult in the Lashon, but that Tosfos says otherwise it doesn't make sense, right? Fine. So then the Gemara says, because now it doesn't make so much sense now also because of the follow-up in the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, you told me how you could get a Rotzeach off, which is masmer that you're actually getting the Rotzeach off with that question. How you can get off someone who has sexual relations with an Erva? How you get that person off? What questions are you going to ask? So Abai Verov, the Amri Tervayu, Abai Verov says that they would have asked, Ra'isim kum chobash foferes. Did you see the applicator go into the tube? Did you, like when you have the mascara goes into the tube. Did you see the actual penetration in the act? And usually you don't. They don't do that. So if you didn't see it, then how do you know for sure that it happened? So if that's the case, that you have to see the actuality of that happening, so how does anyone ever have edus when it comes to a Maisa Erva? So Rabbanan Hechidayonu. They say Kishmuel, the Amr Shmuel, bin Na'afim, Mishayorokim, bin Na'afim. Basically, you do circumstantial evidence. They're behaving like adulterers. Right? Rashi says, Mishay Yanhigu Inyan Niyuf, Sheshokhbe Mikiru Basar, and knowing Midera Tashmas. You see them doing things that makes it look like they're going to have it. Basically, circumstantial evidence seems to be acceptable in these circumstances. You don't have to see the actual Maisa. You have to, so you can see certain, the same idea, I guess, when we have when you go to have a wedding and you have the Ede Yichud, both the Yichud is supposed to be, you don't see what's going on in the room, you just, exactly. Just do whatever. The amount of time that it takes.
Well, the fact that they're in a Yichud room by themselves altogether is kind of proof that.
Right. That's the Derech, right? That's the Derech. You don't need to see the Maisa. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Next Perek. Next topic. Next topic. This Perek deals with.
Did the Gemara get an answer what they would do to get off someone like that, though?
Who?
Did Gemara ask the question? What would Rabbi Akiva do in such a case?
Yeah, they would say, Did you see the applicator going into the tube?
But then the Gemara.
But that's what the Rabbanan said. So there's a machlokas. The Rabbanan said, you don't need that. The Rabbanan say you don't need that. They said you just have to need bin offim mishayiro kimin offim. The circumstantial evidence would be enough for them. Rabbeinu Tam would just say again, listen, they're just asking these specific types of questions to try to get them, to aid them to contradict themselves. But the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan argue on what Rabbi Kiva would ask. They say that's not sufficient to get somebody off. Tosos asks an interesting question. Tosos says, okay, great. You just told us how they would get somebody off, murderers off and adulterers off. But there are other capital offenses in halacha. It says tema over avodah zarah umal chal shabbos ma'ikla meimar. What are you going to do? How are you going to get them off? Right? The hasim lo matin lo miftere. Didn't give us an example. How you can get them off? The halacha ha'ichi kamar lo haya adam nerag. How they say that no one would have ever gotten killed. No one includes all the other cases, capital offenses, and you didn't discuss the other capital offenses. So Tosa gives two answers. Number one, he says v'yesh lomar. They still said fine. He says those were talking about the percentages. The percentages were that there were people that weren't mechal shabbos over v'zara, but there were more people who were killed and committed adultery. Which historically, in that time, there were a lot of murders. O.J. Shlomi says the ikol meimar reisem. He says. You could have asked whether the Mechal Shabbos was a treifa or not. Because maybe he was a treifa. Dim habe treifa, Im kain, im tazik, then it's not edish atayochel azima, because you can't do kasher zaman. It brings back, because if he's a treifel, he's not barkatala, and since you can't forget what he got, it's not, I don't know, I thought maybe for treif you can get malchus. He says it's not kasher zaman, and therefore you would have the same kasher that you'd ask, whether it's a treif or not, you can ask by Michal Shabbos to Ovei Avodah Zarah. Okay, next parak. Talking about killing b'shogeg. Killing b'shogeg, you get to go to Golos, to Ir Miklat. So, you have someone who kills b'ones, he's potter. Someone kills b'mezid, chayiv misa, assuming all the circumstances that you need to be chayiv misa are applied. He's chayiv misa. Someone who kills b'shogeg, he goes to Ir Miklat. That's where he gets his kapara. Then you have these other statuses, what the Gemara is going to talk about, which is kar of the mezid, or kar of the shogeg. It seems to be too close to mezid. It's not pure mezid, it's too close to mezid. Cannot go to Ir Miklat, because Ir Miklat affects kapara. He is kar of the mezid, he doesn't get kapara. Kar of the shogeg makes it that maybe he would go to Ir Miklat, not go to Ir Miklat either, but he would get, it's too close. He doesn't get to Ir Miklat, but he also doesn't get the Ir Miklat. But Matnaf Kamina would be whether or not he has to be fearful. Does the Gaol Adam then have a right to go after him? Right? So if he's Karv L'Mezid, he does. If he's Karv L'Ones or whatever like that, then he's not. I said Karv L'Shogeg, I meant Karv L'Ones. I'm sorry. Okay. So Elohim HaGolim, the Mishnah gives a general statement. Who goes to Ir Miklat? Who goes to Golos? That's a Horig Nefesh B'Shkaga. That's someone who kills somebody else inadvertently. B'Shogeg. Now the Gemara gives examples. Haya Me'agel B'Ma'agela V'Nafla Allah V'Haragto. So Me'agel B'Ma'agela seems to be that he was using some sort of roller on his roof to smooth out the roof. When the roofs were flat, they used to put like some plaster on the roof and smooth it down so the rainwater would slide off to make an incline. So he's rolling it down and it falls out of his hands and hits somebody and kills them. Then you're chayav. Then you can go to golos. Haya mishalshel b'chavitz. So he's lowering a battle, right? He's mishalshel. He's lowering a barrel. V'nafla alav v'haragato, and it falls on the person below and kills him. Haya yored b'sulam. Guy's coming down the ladder. And he slips and falls off the ladder, right? V'nafal alav, and falls on the guy, breaks his fall, and kills, and the guy gets killed. The harago, hare ze gola. Those go to Ir Miklat. Now, however, aval imhaya mosheifu ma'agila, if he's pulling this roller upwards, and then it falls off his hands, right? V'nafal alav aragato. Or hayadole b'chavis, or he's raising the barrel, he's pulling the barrel up, and it falls and kills somebody. V'nifsak hachevel, I guess the rope breaks and it falls. Allah v'haragto. Or haya ole besulam, he's climbing up the ladder and falls off. V'nafal alav v'harago hareze eino gola. He does not go to Golus because it was killed derech aliyah because he was in the midst of going up. And the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk that the only time you go to Golus is if it's killed derech yirida, where the action is going down. Zeh klal, the Mishnah says kol she b'derech yirida so. If you killed b'shogeg derech yirida so, going down, go that you go to Ir Miklat, shelo b'derech yirida so, it's not b'derech yirida so, machlok is what about if it's horizontal, but shelo b'derech yirida so, we'll just say going up, ain't no go there. You don't get golos.
You get anything? Is there the tainus or?
Is there what?
Is
there tainus
or?
It's shogeg, but you can't go to Ir Miklat. And beware of the Gol Adam.
You have to beware of the Gol Adam.
I'm assuming so. Ir Miklat doesn't get it.
Miklat, then.
What? Ir Miklat is only for certain specific, very specific reasons. And if you kill the going up, you don't go to Ir Miklat.
But you always have to be afraid of the Gol Adam.
Maybe.
Can you go after the Gol Adam first?
Wow. Maybe. I don't think so.
No, so you have to just
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know.
The roof fan, wasn't it flat? Why is it up and down? Isn't it flat?
Because they used to put this plaster on it to make a slight incline for the water to run off. So they're adding the plaster on it to make some sort of incline.
One was forward, one was backwards.
Yeah, so if he's pushing it down or pulling down. Right. So there's two motions. He's using like a rolling pin. So he's going down or coming back up towards him.
Yeah, but the Gol Adam.
We're not up to the Gol Adam. Everyone's asking about the Gol Adam yet. We didn't even see the words Gol Adam in the Mishnah, so we don't even know. No, I didn't. They asked it. I mentioned it in the introduction, but we're not up to that yet. Okay, so right now we're talking about whether you go to Ir Miklat on an upward motion but only with doing a downward motion, not an upward motion. So Minani Mili. So where do we know this that you only get to go to Ir Miklat if you killed via downward motion? So Amar Shmuel says the Amakra, the pasuk says Vayapel alav vayamos. And he fell on him, vayapel, ad she yipol derech nefila. Vayapel is derech nefila, meaning falling down, which is downward. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to quote a pasuk, a quote a brisa, that's going to give us a lot of halachas. So there's one and another one. So first one, Tanur Rabbanan. Pasuk says, by ir miklat, it says, v'nashama harotzeach maka nefesh b'shkaga. Did a b'shkaga, which is inadvertent, I guess is the translation, inadvertent. Prat lemezid comes to exclude if someone did it advertently, did it purposely, that he doesn't go to ir miklat. Then there's another pasuk that says, asher yakae esra'eo bivlidas, without knowledge. So bivlidas means without knowledge, prat lemiskaven, comes to exclude someone who does it with kavana. So the Gemara is going to say, what's going on in this brisa? I have to explain the brisa. So the Gemara says, mezid, he tells me that mezid doesn't go to ir miklat. Pshita, of course he doesn't go to ir miklat. Bar katolahu, he's chayiv misa. Assuming everything is, works accordingly, he would get misa. He's bar katolahu. So amarava, no. Ema prat leomer mutar. It comes to exclude someone who says, who thought that the killing was permitted. Chay leomer mutar. Right, Rashi says, leomer mutar, savor shemutar laharigas Yisrael. I don't know who thinks that, but prat leomer mutar. What? So he was a kanoi. Well, Pinchas was right. Okay. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, "E Omer Mutter. If he's Omer Mutter, then he's an Anus. He's an Anusu. So why would you be calling him a Mezid? Omer Mutter is Anus. I didn't know that case, right? He says, "Well, Omer Mutter. He says Anusu Veheyachu Koreya Mezid. So someone says Omer Mutter on Shabbos. He doesn't get any. What happens? He's considered Anus." But not knowing the law is a defense. I don't know that. Okay, so Amrlei.
How does this work? I mean, he says he didn't know that not allowed to kill somebody.
Right, he thought it was put. No, she just said he thought it was allowed to. In this sentence, he thought it was allowed to kill him. So Amrlei. So Rava says to Abaye, Shani Omer Mutter Karav Lemezidu. No, Rava says to Abaye, Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid. That's why I can exclude it That's why I can exclude him from the pasuk by mezid. Again, the nafkamina would be whether you have to be fearful of the goel adam, right? So then it says bivli das, without knowledge, prat lemiskaven, to exclude the one who had kavana to do so. The Gemara says miskaven pshita bar katolahu. Someone who has kavana is premeditated. Yeah. He's a bar katola. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba says no, prat lemiskaven laharoges habehema. It comes to someone who had kavana to kill something, to kill an animal, vaharoges haadam. But in the end, he missed and he killed the person next to him. Or Lakusi, interesting that's still here. I guess they right here it says Nachri, they changed the gear, so. But Lakusi, Vaharag Yisrael, ended up killing a Yisrael. Or Lenefel, a Tinoch who didn't reach 30 days, Vaharag Ben Chayama. In all these cases, he cannot get to Ir Milklat, even if it was Beshogeg, because that's Karav Lamezid. It's too close to being amazing, because he should have been much more careful. Okay, so now we explained that Bryce.
We had before.
I'm not following. Where? Where? I don't remember.
Yeah, about the exact. And if you killed, you intended to hit him, and I hit him.
Right. Yeah. So we had those Mishnayos, but we didn't have it in the context of Nir Miklat. I don't think we had it in the context of the Nir Miklat.
Okay.
Right. So Tana Rabbanan, now we learn a pasuk. The pasuk says, so describe the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Im ve'im bepesa below Eva hadafo ahu shlich alav kol kli below tzdiya." So we're going to learn what all these words mean. So "im bepesa," which means like suddenly, "prat lekeren zavis." It comes to exclude. Right. So "im bepesa" means that if you do it, let's read Rashi. The pesa probably carries off. It's third line on top. Shaloshon pesa hu pesamach. Pesa means close by. Kidim itargaminon betekif, like right there. Tekif is right there. Probably carries off. Meaning im hayayotzem imavoy ze v'nichnas lazel if no simino small v'tzakinu biyado v'zeba kinegda b'carries off us v'lora ol v'harago. Seems to be the case that you don't get galus. You only get galus if it's bepesa, if it's something that's suddenly, I guess, preventable. But if you're walking around, and he's walking this way, and you're walking this way around a corner, and your knife is extended, and then you kill him, then you don't get ir miklat. Machlok is whether that's karov lemezid or karov leonis. I would think it's karov lemezid, because what are you doing walking with your spear extended? Okay. Below Eva, without animus, prat lisone, that comes to exclude somebody who you hate. It's known that you hate them, meaning that if you kill somebody who it's known that he's your enemy, you don't get galus. Even if you claim I went to shogeg, you don't get galus because we have to be choshesh that it was mazik. Hadafo, what is hadafo? Shedichafo bigufo. I guess that someone kills bishogeg even by pushing the body. You actually make physical contact with the person, you still get, without kavan, I guess, you still get your mikla. We don't say that that's karov mazik, I guess. O hishlichalav, was o shlichalav, lahavi yirida shitzorech la'aliyah. It comes to include a downward motion that's being done in order to do an upwards motion. I mean, let's say I have a heavy hammer and I have to bring it up. So I go down and then bring it up to extend. So even though it's for the purpose of going up, but if I killed on the going down, you still get galus. Oh hishlichalav. Well, that's what we just did. Below tzedia, without below tzedia means not this side. So he says, Pratli miskabel etzad zeh, the hochel etzad acher. A guy's shooting an arrow or throwing a stone, and he wants to put it on this side, it ends up being going on that side, you don't get galus. I think that's because that's karav lemezid. What are you doing shooting the arrow, even on this side, in a populated area? And avasher lo tzada, that's Pratli miskabel etzad shtayim v'zark arba. Same thing. I intended only to throw two amos, and I ended up throwing four amos, and I hit somebody and killed him there. To me, I think that's also you don't get galus because that's kind of karav lemezid. There are others who say that is more like onus, but I think it's karav lemezid. But however it works out, you still don't get galus.
On the shooting range, and the guy decides to run through.
So that's a different story. You're not on a shooting range right now. I'm sitting in a populated area. It doesn't say I'm shooting on the in shooting range. There, you see in a moment. Shooting range. The only time you're chayev is if it's in a place like a yar. It's the next one. I show you vos reyu beyar. Ma yar rishus lenizak v'limazik l'kanesham. It only applies if there's permission for both the attacker and the victim to be there. Afkol rishus lenizak l'mazik l'kanesham. Only if it's a place where the mazik and nizak have permission to be there. On a shooting range, there are big signs that say "Do not enter." So he doesn't have rishus to be there. So therefore, he would not have. I guess that would be more like an onus. So Rabbi Yovo asked the following question to Rabbi Yochanan: Hayo ole besulam v'nishmata shliva mitachtav v'nafla v'harga mahu. Guy's going up the ladder, and he doesn't fall off, but he pushes the rung, and the rung falls down. The rung is rotting, I guess, and the rung falls off, and on its way down, it hits somebody and kills them. Is that considered derech ali or derech erida? Are we focusing on him going up, or are we focusing on the rung going down? So he says, ki hay gavna aliyahi o yiridahi. So Amar Leih, Rabbi Yochanan answers Rabbi Yavo, Kfar Nargato, you already answered this question, Yerida Shil Tzorech Aliyah, that even the rung, you sort of goes down a little bit from the pressure of the person going up. So that's a Yerida for the purposes of going up. So I guess that would be that this is Bichayv Golas, because even though the person's going up, the thing was going down, so that's Derech Yerida. So Eisveis, Rabbi Yavo, then asked Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say that? Zeh Klal. The Mishnah mentioned Yerida and then gave a klal. And in typical Babylonian fashion, whenever you have a zeh klal, they want to ask what that means, why you have the klal. You already gave us the pratim, why do you have the klal? What's that coming to include? So, Esvei, zeh klal, kol she b'derech Yerida so gole, shelo b'derech Yerida so eno gole, shelo b'derech Yerida so lasu emai. When it says not going down, what's that coming to include? Lav lasu yikia gavna, isn't it coming to include our case of the guy going up the ladder and pushes the rung down and that you don't get golas? That's shelo b'derech Yerida so? Rabbi Yochanan responds, "Well, Tameich, Kol Sheb Derech Yerida So Lasu Emai." So he says to them, "I read it wrong." Eisei Zeh Klal Kol Sheb Derech Yerida So Golish Shelo B'Derech Yerida So Ain Gola. Right. So he says that's what he said. Shelo B'Derech Yerida So is. But what about Kol Sheb Derech Yerida So? What about the Lashon Kol Sheb Derech Yerida So? That what's that coming to include? Lasu Emai. That's coming Elo Lasu Katzav. It's coming to include the butcher case. Hachanami Lasu Katzav. So to your language, it's not coming to include the wrong going down. It's coming to include the butcher. What's the butcher case? So the Tanya. So we have the following brisa. Katzav Shehayim Mikatzev. So the butcher, I guess, is chopping up the bones with a knife, or he's cutting the meat. He's slicing everything up with his knife, and I guess during his work, somehow he ends up killing somebody. So Tana Chada says Lefon of Chayav Lachar Potter. One brisa says if he kills the person in front of him, he's Chayav Golgolus. Behind him, he's Potter. Tana Idoch says Lachar Chayav Lefon of Potter. If he kills behind, he's Chayav. In front of him, he's Potter. Tana Idoch says Bein Lefon of Bein Lachar Chayav. He's Chayav before and behind him. The Tana Idoch says Bein Lefon of Bein Lachar Potter. He's Potter in each case. So it gives us all the permutations and gives us all contradictions. And the Gemara says, no, lo kasha. Can be yirida shalafanav, aliyah shalacharav. Can be aliyah shalafanav, yirida lacharav. Can be yirida shalafanav, vishalacharav. Can be aliyah shalafanav, vishalacharav. It depends where all about the motion. Let's say he's cutting. So he brings the knife back and forward. So he brings the knife back and forward. So where's the yirida? If he kills, go wherever he's killing going down, that's where he's chayav galus. So whether it's in front of him or behind him, anytime the knife is going down, he would be, so let's say he goes back this way, that means that's Yerida. And then he goes like this, on the way up, he kills somebody, that's Aliyah. So the whole idea is that the point being is that the Brisa, that's the mission that said, Derech Yeridaso and not Derech Yeridaso, is talking about the butcher case. It's not talking about the case of the guy climbing up the ladder and the rung falling down. That, we're going to say, that's Yerida Letzorech Aliyah, and Yerida Letzorech Aliyah, we said, is already Chayav Galus.
What's the case in the Mishnah?
That is the case. The case in the Mishnah will be the butcher case.
But he's pushing and pulling the wheel to flatten it out. So you have to push it forward in order to bring it back and bring it back.
It's not true. Because you when you plaster something, you plaster this way and you plaster that way. So each one is for its own purpose. It's a back and forwards move, like when they roll like a roller, it goes back and forth, like when you make the challah. Each motion is for its own purpose.
Is there a reason why, or just an exeris custom?
Seems to me it's exeris custom. I don't know.
Was one more shogi than the other?
I don't know. Seems to me right now that's just what the pasuk said. Okay. So lema kitanoi. Let's say that the suffix about Rabbi Yavo, about the guy climbing up the ladder and the rung falling off and the rung going down and killing somebody and they chayav galus or not is a machlokas tanoim. Lema kitanoi, because you have the following case. Hayole besulam, case going up in the ladder. Benishmetar shliva mitachtov, and the rung falls out. Tani chad the chayev. One brisa says you're chayev. Tan idach pater. One brisa says you're pater. So my lav gahakemichlugi. Maybe that's the machlokas. Marsava, the one brisa says that you're chayev galus is because he's focusing on the rung, which is yerida. Umarsava that you're pater from going to galus because he's focusing on the guy going up, and that's aliyah. He says no. Kuli ama aliyahi. Everyone says it's aliyah, and therefore you shouldn't get galus. Vilokasha kan linizikin v'kan legalus. The machlokas is that the brisa are talking about two different cases. One brisa is talking about whether you go to galus. You don't go to galus because it's derech aliyah. But the other brisa is talking about where you chayev for nezek, for damage. That you do damage. You're going to get damage. Maybe you would sort of be more careful about the wrong. Whatever it was, if you did damage somebody, you would be obligated to pay. Ibai same, or you can say hava hal inyan galus. They're both talking about cases of galus. Vilokasha had the asliya. Had the low aslia. It depends about the rung. They inspect the rung afterwards, and they see whether the rung was rotted. I don't think they use metal; they probably were wood. So was it rotted or not? So if it was rotted, then I guess it would go down more, and therefore it's derech yirida. But if it was not rotted, so then maybe when you I guess the question is when you step on the rung, does it get pressed down and sort of come down? Like we put pressure on it. So if it was rotted, then it's more likely that the rung itself would have gone down. And if it's not rotted, I don't know why it makes a difference. The rung is still falling. I don't know. The ebayis ema, hava ha the lo atlia. It's neither case is where it was rotted. Velo kasha ha de mehedok ha de lo mehedok. The question would be whether the rung was actually fastened, strongly fastened. Again, the same idea that if it was fastened strongly, then it probably didn't. I guess the issue is that when you step on it, did the rung have to start bending downwards before it broke off? So if it didn't bend downwards before it broke off, so the whole thing is focusing on the person's going up, and that's what happened when the person's going up. But if the rung started to bend downwards before it broke off, then you have a derech yirida. So if it was either rotted or not fastened correctly, so likelihood when you were walking on it, it was bending downwards before it broke off, and then it would be derech yirida. Okay.
You might say that's carved amazing.
Yeah, I hear you. Which way is it go? Is it maybe carved amazing? That's why you're not getting galus. If it's rotted or not fastened, should have checked the ladder beforehand. Ain't nothing on me. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. We'll pick up tomorrow. Have an excellent day.